If your business is low competition, you need to educate. If it's high competition, you need to differentiate. Sometimes when I talk to a new or budding entrepreneur, they'll say something like, this is a great idea because there's no competition. When my marketing brain hears that, I think if there's no competition, people don't know about it. There's no built-in demand. You'll need to spend a significant amount of time and money to educate or inspire people to want to or need your product. On the other hand, if you're starting or running a high competition business, there is a built-in demand, but because there are lots of competitors, you'll need to spend a significant amount of money getting attention and establishing your authority in the market so buyers will pick you over the competition. So often businesses just don't get noticed in a busy marketplace because they don't have the resources to get the word out. And when analysis is done about why, more than 95% of small businesses don't make it, the overwhelming statistic noted is that they don't have enough funding. Sure, there are bad ideas, bad locations, bad customer service, but even the good ideas fail more than they succeed because they don't have enough money. And because they don't have enough money, they simply don't spend enough on marketing. Don't underestimate your marketing budget. You'll feel like you're throwing money at a wall, but you must spend and you must also be prepared to continue spending. That is unless you don't want growth. If you're happy where you are and you can take it easy, but you run the risk of attrition and then never recovering. So again, if you're low competition, you need to educate. In markets where competition is sparse, your potential customers might not even be aware of the solutions your product or service offers. This ignorance isn't bliss. It's the barrier to entry for both you and them. This is where education is your tool. Think about lighting a path to guide your buyers. Show them why what you offer is desirable. I think one of the most important ways to do education or make sure people understand is through content creation. Content creation is relevant because your target audience, will understand your authority. It'll establish your authority with them. This focused content will help people find you during the research phase of their buying journey. It'll also help people discover you if you're in a low competition, low awareness business. Using case studies and testimonials, nothing speaks louder than a success story or a story of discovery that tells your ideal client, why they need and want you. Share case studies and testimonials from happy customers. This not only educates your potential customers on the use of the product, but also, or your service, but it also starts to build trust. Search engines look at these too. They like the newness factor when you're consistently putting new content out, talking about your product and establishing that dominance or that, authority in the marketplace. Engage and enlighten. Use social media, webinars, workshops as platforms to engage with your audience. These interactions allow for real-time education and provide a forum for questions and answers, giving people insight into your business and why it applies to them. Most importantly, it makes your efforts public, which again gives you ammunition for when the buyer is researching you. Nowadays, organic social media posts are more for the research phase than for the advertising phase for a buyer's journey, especially for local small businesses. Now, if you're in high competition, you want to stand out from the crowd. So let's talk about when the market's crowded. The worst way to get attention is through conformity or by just doing the same thing that all your competitors are doing. We're a plumber. We fix clogged toilets. Yeah, no crap. That's the same thing that every plumber does. So you need to be able to stand out and make sure that you're showing what you can do in a different way, what makes you unique, what makes you special. All of those things need to be established when you're advertising in a high competition market. So if you can do things that are closer to controversy, it's much better than being the same. Now, it doesn't have to be controversial necessarily. It just means that you're doing things that stand out, that are unique, that are different. You're able to tell your story and why. Like I said, if you're a plumber and you said, I drain toilets, people are going to say, yeah, no crap, pun intended. But if you could take a statement that stands out, for example, and say, we're the plumbing company that shows up on time. We wear booties so we don't soil your floor. And we wear overalls so you don't have to see something you don't want to see. We're the on-time plumbing, no tracks and no cracks. It isn't about being the loudest. It's about being the most trusted and standing out from the crowd and demonstrating how you are unique and different from your competition. On the edge of controversy and authority, you have two jobs. You still need to establish authority so people believe you're an expert, not just that you're loud or unique. And they want to know you are who you say you are. And you need to stand out from the other ones doing the same thing. So focus on creating content that showcases your unique insights and experiences. This could be free guides, deep dives into industry trends, quick videos showing something unique that you found or did for a customer that makes you, you know, special or unique. User-generated content, things that people are going to look at and be like, oh, well, if they had a good experience, I probably will too. Your goal is to provide value that no one else can or is willing to do. Social proof and partnerships, leverage the power of social proof through influencer collaborations. You know, getting, if you're a local business, getting local people to talk about your product. If you're a national business, getting influencers, celebrities, social media influencers. Find partnerships that you can work with to create those little dynamic pieces where it builds authority because people are like, oh, if that person likes it, then I'm probably going to like it too because I like that person. And then repeat, repeat, repeat. Don't stop saying what you're saying. Don't think, oh, I could do this for 6 months and then we'll be set. It's just not that way. Marketing takes constant effort and constant, approach to try and reach people and get them to know what you're talking about. And then be consistent. Finally, make sure that you're consistently communicating and that you're consistently putting your brand out there in the right way. There shouldn't be a disconnect in your messaging. So if you, are talking about how you, do one thing, but then you're showing videos of another thing, or it makes it confusing, or it's contrary to what you were saying, or you start throwing in additional things like political messaging in with your business messaging, it becomes muddled, and you can lose the attention of the people you're trying to get. So make sure you're being consistent, make sure it's consistent with your brand identity, and make sure it consistently speaks to the people that you do business with and that are your ideal audience. And I recommend doing that across the board, planning it out, making sure your social media is the same as your advertising, which is the same as your in-store or in-office messaging. All of those things should be consistent, and there should be a consistent experience for the outside person who's coming into your business. So think about what kind of business you have. Are there a lot of competitors? Does everyone know about what you do? Or is it something that's new or a unique take on something that's old that nobody's really done before? If those are the case, focus your efforts on educating. If you're in a high competition market where there's lots of people doing the same thing and everybody knows what you do, then you need to focus on differentiation, coming across as something unique, different, and authoritative. Get clear on what type of marketing your business needs. Remember, marketing is not a one-size-fits-all discipline. You'll need to be able to customize your marketing based on knowing your who and why, and if they should do business with you, and why they should do business with you over your competitors. And if you don't know your who or why, I recommend visiting connectionmediaco.com, clicking on marketing tools, and then there's a couple of worksheets there. There's a define your who, define your why, and a where worksheet, so you can kind of decide where you're gonna spend your marketing budget and what would be best for your who and why. We're always here to help. We'd love to meet with you. Open for appointments. You can visit the contact us page on the same website on connectionmediaco.com. Otherwise, like and subscribe. If you have any questions, please let me know. I love to help local small businesses identify and communicate well with their who about their why. So I'd love to help. Thanks for tuning in. And another great episode of the Ryan Spelt Get Attention podcast. Thanks.